This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning, America. How you doing? It's Bill Martinez. It is the top of the hour, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're on the West Coast. Scott made it to California over the weekend, and all is well here. You can always tell when everything is well from somebody who, you know, comes from east to west. You get to go to In-N-Out Burgers. Have you ever had an In-N-Out Burger?
I've every time I go to Vegas, it's my first meal I have.
Oh, everybody. So. I mean, that's the deal.
In fact, my
daughter is she's got some sort of system down there, some of her friends, and she's got me packing some In-N-Out Burgers to take to Maui. You know, she's like, you know, because she's about just about 6 months pregnant, and with that comes some, you know, kind of strange things, you know, hankerings and whatever. And so I said, man, you are going to spoil this kid because you're going to be in Maui. I mean, he's not going to have a regular diet of In-N-Out Burgers, you know.
Yeah.
But when it happens, it's going to be wild.
You know, I wish the rumor has it there is one coming here to Minnesota. So I'm
really,
I'm pretty excited about that. So
yeah,
if the rumor turns out to be true.
Yeah.
But,
well, they do such a good job. There's no doubt. I mean, I went there and there were people who were out the door, you know, and of course the parking lot was all full. They were all lined up and everything else. So you just kind of hunker down. You're patient. You wait for your burger and, all that, but yeah, so I violated a little bit of the diet, but you have to. I mean, you know, you're here on the West Coast and a little In-N-Out Burger, you know, it's all good fun.
The standing in line to wait, I figure, burns the extra calories, right?
Yeah, well, hey, I like that. I like that. Maybe I need to run in place, though, in the process, you know, that's for sure. Anyway, hey, look, a lot going on, and we've got our former national security advisor saying Trump's behavior with women ultimately will create worse problems for Clinton. What do you think? Let's listen to what he had to say.
Live up to the big over-the-fold play. David Axelrod and Mika suggesting that maybe they overplayed that story because there weren't enough revelations. As a woman, you read the article. What was your take?
I thought there were some troubling things in it. The lineup story, having the beauty contestants line up and talking about who's hot, the way he talked to
women. That's not what beauty contestants do. Line up.
Right. I also think that the quotes of things he said to people at work make me very uncomfortable. He ran beauty pageants, which are TV events centered around women, mostly flaunting themselves on television in barely any clothes, bikinis, and willingly being objectified.
Exactly.
And so those stories come out of that type of thing. So no one is alleging sexual harassment, although it sounds like it, but no one is alleging it. So I'm uncomfortable actually with the journalism of the story. But if you take each little anecdote, of course I don't like it at all as a woman. I have to tell you, reading this as someone who analyzes these things and looks at the politics of it, and Joe, I'll let you take it from here, I think this story helps him. I do. I think it ultimately is going to create worse problems for Hillary Clinton.
Why is that?
Because I think that what we have here are stories about beauty pageants. No allegations of anything, of any legal wrongdoing. And on the other side, we have real corroborated stories that have been not only on the front page of every paper around the world, but have derailed the national conversation and led to an impeachment proceeding. Let's start there.
Donald Trump treats women in business.
Well, you know, I guess when you're searching for something, you know, you can do what you can. And, you know, so far, so good for one Donald Trump. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with her when she said, you know, that the reporting of it is more disturbing to me than the actual what was alleged, because, as she said, in the setting that it's in, it's hard to see any wrongdoing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, and they expose themselves for trying so hard and then violating all these journalistic, you know, principles, right? And so who's got the yoke on their face but these journalists? No doubt about it. Well, this is Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. We've got more coming up just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for more information on the show. BillMartinezLive.com. And by the way, you want to drop me an email if you want to be in the running. We gave away some DVDs last week for the movie Risen, and we've got more to give out. So all you got to do, send me an email. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running. Hey, you're happy to do that. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, and you can have your very own copy of the movie Risen, one of the top 10 biggest faith-selling movies in faith history and faith, you know, as far as faith movies are concerned. And in fact, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with the Aiello brothers, Patrick and Paul, the producer and screenwriter for Risen, just for fun, get an update from them and see how things are going. They're excited, of course, with how well the movie is done and the response, and of course we'll have a chance there. So you want to win the movie, you get a chance to do it. May 24th, it comes out on DVD, Blu-ray. It's already digitally released, but Blu-ray, DVD, you can have your own very own copy. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just that easy, okay? Well, good deal. All right, we're waiting for Bob Boupre, or do we have him? I guess we're still trying to get a hold of him. Okay, I think he had some problems with the phone and had to go to another part of the ranch, I think, or something. You know, Bob Boupre is a political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer. I mean, he's been there, he has done that, and you know, doing what we can. Scott, I'm getting calls from him again here. Let me see what we can do here. Let me talk to him anyway. Hey, Bob, Bill Martinez. Hey, we're trying to get you connected here, and Scott's trying to get you from the studio on the number that you gave us. Is it a different number? This is, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're just doing business, real life, because this is what happens sometimes. Now, that's the one you gave me, right, earlier? I don't want to repeat it on the air here, because then you'll have everybody, you know, calling you, and, you know, Democrats will be chasing for your vote and everything, you know? Okay, great. Well, we'll try and connect with you right now again. Okay? All right, thanks. Well, you know, this is the way things happen when you do a live show. It's kind of unusual. Same number that he gave us. He says he's there, eagerly awaiting our call, which is good fun because I always appreciate Bob's insight. Having been a former congressman, knowing what's happening there, and especially in light of what's happening with the Grand Old Party, are they going to be able to unify? I mean, that's what you heard over the weekend, all this stuff, and maybe some of this is a lot to do about, not a whole lot. Okay, good. Well, Bob Boupre is with us. We got him connected with the right phone here. Hey, Robert, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful.
Other than technical difficulties this morning.
Well, you know, we can have those things. It just keeps us humble, you know. Otherwise, we think we're all that in a bag of chips. But, speaking of which... you know, I was telling everybody that, you know, one of the first things I want to talk to you about is what everybody else is asking. You know, can the party unite behind Donald Trump?
Well, he's going to be our nominee, so I certainly hope so. you know, there isn't a whole lot of magic to winning elections. You've got to, the first thing you've got to do and the most basic thing you've got to do is turn out your normal supporters. In our case, it's those conservative Republican types that usually vote down the party ticket.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate reality we find right now, I mean, even his supporters find one of the things most impressive, most endearing about him, most appealing, is that he's, I think they usually phrase it this way, a non-traditional candidate, non-traditional conservative. Well,
mm-hmm.
that takes a little warming up to for people that are very, you know, very traditional in their thinking. So that's the process we're going through now. And can we get there? Yeah. But what you have to do is get somewhere in that 92, you'd like 93% of Republicans to say, I'm on board. And not just because I need to be, but because I want to be. So
exactly.
That takes a little time.
Well, and that's the thing that bothered me a little bit, Robert, and I don't know about you, but when the Bushes came out and just said no, they couldn't support, you know, I thought it was ironic. Here they make Donald Trump sign a paper saying that he would support the final nominee, but yet we needed probably to have some people within the Republican Party sign the same note, you know, from Reince Priebus. What do you think?
Well, and as far as I know, they all did. I mean, that was at least the way it was intimated by Reince, is that all 17 of the candidates took the same pledge. They certainly raised their hand in that now famous first debate.
Yeah, Fox.
They'd be there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's now to come out so early and say I could never do it. So you know, what's your alternative?
Exactly.
You know, Hillary is just absolutely an anathema, and even as we see Bernie Sanders winning state after state, apparently there's a whole lot of Democrats that don't like Hillary Clinton so much either.
Exactly. Well, and there's been some suggestion and some statistics that would say that you got these crossover Democrats that are willing to come to Trump. They've demonstrated that. Big numbers in terms of people that are voting for him, that are coming out. And the other thing is that, you get that likability issue that Ed Klein's been talking about repeatedly for about the last year and a half about Hillary Clinton. And it just seems, Robert, every time it just gets worse and worse. I mean, there's no... there's no unicorn at the end of the rainbow here.
No, and you know, James Comey last week, I think, said volumes. What does she like to call it? A security inquiry that these 47 FBI agents have been on? I don't know much, Bill, but I wouldn't want one FBI agent trailing me around.
Exactly.
147 of them. And James Comey tells us he doesn't even know what a security inquiry is supposed to be. He says, we do investigations, as in criminal investigations.
Right.
So this is serious stuff she's got to deal with, and I think a lot of Democrats know that. A lot of Democrats are Clinton-weary, and especially Hillary Clinton-weary.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are really radical leftists and think the socialist Bernie Sanders is just fine, thank you very much. So they've got major divisions on their side as well. It's a very peculiar election, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, both Trump and Hillary have had unfaved to fave ratings that are a whole lot higher than you'd like to see, at least initially. Now, can some of that get healed by the general election? Sure, and it almost always does. But somebody's going to have to get somewhere around at least 50% of the folks saying, I kind of like this candidate, or they're both going to have their troubles unifying a party.
No, no doubt. I think I would not be surprised. But I don't know. I've had in my gut from day one that somebody could win with about 35% of the vote. That it's just going to be so fractured, and it may play out there. We just don't know, as you say, whether or not the people will come out and finally say, okay, as they're starting to do right now a little bit, and that is, it's still the economy, isn't it?
Oh yes, it is, and it almost always is that way, right on the kitchen table.
Well, and that's, to me, that's in Trump's favor. Trump's numbers when it comes to the economy, you know, far and away. I mean, here's a guy who's created, thousands, you might say hundreds of thousands of jobs. And what are the chances that he's going to be able to understand and be able to do something about the problems that we face here in this country today?
Well, and Hillary now tells us she's going to turn that problem over to Bill. That excites me a whole lot, thinking that it's going to be a co-president.
By the way, Bill didn't have the time, and we won't tell you what he's busy with. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with Bob Beaupre. Yes, the one and only. We got more from Robert right after this. Stay with us, America.
From the studio that brought you Heaven Is For Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they're proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
He's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Get it now on digital, on Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me?
How far is
this? I just gotta know how far.
How far is this?
Yeah, I just gotta know how far.
Oh,
blame you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, with all the pressure and everything that's happening around this country, you know, that seems to be more and more of the question as we continue to miss the mark, and it's not getting any better. You know, we can only hope that this election will bring us something. You know, Bob, in much the same way with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan didn't start out very popular. He had an uphill battle, but he came in and started to, you know, make some things happen. And that's what if Donald Trump gets there, you know, that's our hope to break away from this malaise and what we've experienced in the last almost 8 years under one Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton's made it clear, hey, with me, you're going to get another 4 years of Barack Obama. And she says, hopefully eight. Can we handle that?
No, I didn't want the first eight. I didn't want the first four. And yeah. We certainly don't need four or eight more. Hillary, if she has done anything in this campaign, she has run, and I didn't think this was possible, but she has run to the left of Barack Obama. And Bernie keeps drawing her that way. As the Democrat base has moved radically to the left, this is not the old Democrat Party of FDR or Jack Kennedy.
No.
This is a very new, very far-left Democrat Party, and Hillary's been leading the path to get that far left.
This must be a year of redefinition, Bob. I mean, the Republicans are redefining themselves, reinventing themselves on the fly, so to speak. The media keeps pointing that out like it's some sort of defect. I think there's a lot of hope there that can be drawn from it, because for a long time the GOP has been saying, look, we need to broaden the tent pegs. We need to bring more people under the tent, and here's their opportunity. And like any opportunity, it often comes in ways and with people that we wouldn't expect.
Well, and there's, you know, to use some metaphors, there's some moaning and groaning with the birthing process.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that, you know, people take stock in it, and by every indication, people are taking stock in the process,
mm-hmm.
and that you know, it isn't about just one person. As important as the presidential nominee is, it's about all of us getting off the couch, paying attention, and stating our opinion, whether it's in small groups or big groups, but becoming this new conservative movement.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatism won't go away. The
right.
question is, will the Republican Party be the place where conservatives are comfortable being?
Exactly. Well, you know Paul Ryan really well from your experience. I don't know. Obviously, he carries weight still on the Hill, but I'm not sure out in public that he carries as much weight as he does. I mean, the people are very disappointed in his leadership.
Well, he does have a lot of support, obviously, within the 246, I think,
mm-hmm.
Republican members of the House, and as the highest elected Republican nationally, he has a lot of support and respect that way. But I'll tell you, Paul is a good guy. I served mm-hmm. with him on Ways and Means. He's at least then, I think still, seemed to be a very down-to-earth, honest kind of guy who wanted to get up in the morning and go do the right thing. Here's his concern, and I didn't come on to defend Paul, but maybe to explain what's going through his mind and the mind of those 246 members of the House that are also up for re-election this year,
mm-hmm.
that big majority.
Right.
You know, Donald, let's be fair, Donald has said things that are hard for some of those members, many of those members, to swallow. You know, he's talked about increasing taxes and has said some nice things about Planned Parenthood, says he doesn't want to fix any of the entitlements, just leave them alone. And some of that, you know, goes with campaigns, but I think it's those issues that have caused some concern among those other guys that are also going to be on the ballot, because the easiest thing, the obvious thing, I've been there and done this, is for every reporter to stick a microphone in your face and say, do you agree with your president when he, your presidential nominee in this case, when he says, you know, X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what Paul was indicating initially was, I've got to worry about first things first, and my first things are these 246 members of the House majority along with me, and let's see where this goes. And I think from every indication, that first meeting went very, very well, and hopefully it continues to blossom, and I think it will.
Mm-hmm.
Paul very much, I heard Priebus the other day say this, and I would tend to agree with at least this much of what Ryan said, that that Paul very much, rather obviously, would like to be in sync with the presidential nominee, Donald Trump, and be able to enthusiastically endorse him, as would the other 246 members of his House majority and those 54 senators.
Exactly. Well, and that's what I appreciated. When he came out, he did say he's not there yet. He wants to be there. So, okay, well, that's good. You know, at least you're putting the right foot forward. We just hope, as you know, which can happen there on the Beltway, is ego gets ahead of a lot of things. And when that comes into play, then, you know, it's not going to work because we got enough Trump, you know, Trump ego going around. And, you know, it could really, you know, implode on everybody.
Well, one other thing that should be very clear to all involved here, that Senate majority is extremely thin, and by every analysis, it's going to be hard to hold. If Donald Trump becomes president, rest assured he would like as big a Senate majority and House majority to be able to work with to get anything done. You know, we all like to think when a president says, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, whether it's build a wall or fix the tax code or get the economy moving again or stick it in China's eye, whatever it happens to be, there's a lot you can't do unilaterally. Read the Constitution, and you do have to have Congress to help you out, especially on the big stuff.
Although Barack Obama opened the door a little bit with all the executive orders he's been doing, so we'll see what happens there, right?
Well, and you know, and that's one of my biggest problems with Barack Obama, too. I think he has pushed the bounds of his constitutional authority way beyond what it should be, and I've thought many times that the Supreme Court should have pushed back, but here we are.
Well, we missed out on an opportunity. Justice Roberts didn't help us out.
No, he did not.
You know, without a doubt, and so here we are living with it. But then, you know, it's being brought into question once again with a federal judge saying, nope, you've overstepped your boundaries here with Obamacare. You know, so we'll see how that plays out, and if it can be in the, you know, I think that we're at the end of the day, Bob, we're going to end up with some sort of national health care. I just hope that people just don't panic, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in a single payer situation in order to make it go away.
Well, the element of my state, Colorado, is going to be on the ballot this fall, a single payer plan, and as we unfortunately, in my opinion, led the way on marijuana legalization. There's a group trying to do the same thing with single-payer health, and God forbid it goes that way. I may have to come live with you, Bill.
Well, hey, come on. Well, I'm jumping on a motorhome. We're going to go coast to coast. You know, we're taking the show on the road. It'll be fun. We'll stop at the ranch once in a while, you know, take care of the buffalo, make sure they're okay.
We could do that. Sign me up.
Exactly. I know. I'm with you on this. Now, relevant to, let's say Trump gets elected. The lower-lying fruit, I think he's got to tackle some things that can demonstrate that he knows how to lead and can make a difference in his first 150 days in office. What do you say?
Right out of the chute. I mean, immigration kind of got him to the dance, and I think he's got to tighten the borders. I think he's got to vet these people that are trying to come to the United States of America, keep the ones out that shouldn't, solve the illegals that are already here problem. That's a good place for him to begin. He's got to put points on the board right out of the chute. You know, they always talk about that first 100 days. It's critically important.
Well, without a doubt, because it will encourage those that want to follow him to say, okay, he's the guy, and he's worthy of following. We can only hope that that would be the case. And as you say, he puts points on the board right away. Bob Beaupre with us, political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer as well. Robert, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for the insight. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet. And I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles. And it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Morning aerobics, huh? La Bamba style? Why not? Hey, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. I tell you, you know, made it to California Friday night, and on the plane and across the country, you know, people are just, you know, they're bewildered about this whole bathroom thing. I mean, what were we doing 2 weeks ago? All of a sudden, this thing has just become an incredible issue. For what? You know, a small percentage, less than, you know, less than half a percent of people that are involved here. And it's like, it makes you wonder. And like one person, well, what did they do? What were they doing before? Well, they were using the bathroom. But, you know, there's more to this than just having access to the bathroom. And so the question is, well, you know, do you want a man in a stall next to your daughter or your wife? And now we have instances. I mean, Target, of course, Target's been losing money over this deal, you know, $4 billion. But they say, hey, look, at full steam ahead. We're still going. We don't care about losing this money. Well, it's until their stockholders say, wait a minute. Yeah, we do. And maybe we need to do something that's a little bit more prudent about this issue. And as expected, there's been some arrest and reports of, you know, people peering over the doors. There was a young girl, I think it might even have been a Target store, Scott, where, you know, she was reporting that a man had peered over the wall with a camera. I mean, you know, what is it going to take? Are we going to have a situation where if a dad is there and the daughter comes running out, hey, this man did this? I mean, we could have some serious trouble going on in this country, and we need to get wrapped around this very quick. But it seems like progressives are just happy to progress no matter what the consequences and, you know, kind of spillover that takes place. Well, Nathan Tabor is with us. He's the founder and publisher of theconservativebase.com and author of the book, The Beast on the East River, the UN Threat to America's Sovereignty and Security. Nathan Tabor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, good to be with you today. Doing well.
Well, thank you so much. What is going, what's going on here? I mean, and I guess that's what I'm hearing as well, Nathan, as I flew across the country and talking to different people, and that was the deal, the repeated question, what is going on? But, go ahead.
Well, in your intro there, talking about that, I am that dad. I got an 11-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I am an evangelical Christian conservative. People are going to break the law. There are perverts out there that it doesn't matter what the law says, they're going to do bad things. Not that that makes it right, but mm-hmm. the liberals are using the argument when you bring up what happened in Washington State and other places where people have been arrested. But we also know that laws deter people who are thinking about doing something wrong, and they know there's a consequence to their action. So passing this legislation the way Charlotte did, and then Obama is basically saying, hey, poor kids, we're going to withhold your lunch.
Yes.
We're not going to let you eat until we let the perverts in the bathrooms.
Right. And again, we run into a conflict because even President Obama had said earlier, but forget about what he says, because what he says and what he does is just whatever is most convenient. And that is that it had to do with funding, that you couldn't withhold funding. And so now here they are, they're playing that card, and Loretta Lynch, complicit in all this stuff, and they're going to say, okay, we're going to withhold funds. And of course, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory files a lawsuit last week in order to stave off any kind of shortfall in funding until, they can address this in the courts, right?
Exactly. See, I live in North Carolina, so Pat, mm-hmm. Governor McCrory is my governor. And his opponent, the liberal Democrat Roy Cooper, is our attorney general, is calling and emailing California businesses and saying, hey, please boycott North Carolina so it will hurt our economy and our citizens, basically so I can be elected governor.
Right.
And this is really not about bathrooms. This is the tip of the iceberg. The real issue here is does the federal government, the president of the United States, have the right to take a law like the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which does not give protection to transgenders, because in 1964 the definition of sex was male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Does the federal government have the right to take a law and bend it and shape it to the president's agenda?
Well, Nathan, and it's amazing because what it's doing, and I question, does America not see what's happening with the redefinition of these words that this administration loves to do, progressives love to do, the kind of chaos and constitutional crisis it is putting us into. I mean, here it is. We're talking about a term that's part of our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. It has been part of humanity from the very beginning. And all of a sudden now we've got some really smart people that are going to redefine gender.
Well, you just mentioned three or four things we don't teach in our schools anymore. We don't teach the Declaration of Independence. We don't teach the Bill of Rights. We don't teach the Constitution. So when the government starts doing these things, we have a very, I mean this in the nicest way, a very uneducated voter base. Probably in the history of America, we are the most uneducated we've ever been on the issues, what our Constitution says, and what the rights of the people. We're in an entitlement society. The government owes me for being a citizen of the United States.
Well, our founding fathers warned us of this. They said, look, if you give people stuff, free stuff, and you let them vote, they're going to keep voting for the free stuff. And this is what this bureaucracy has done. It has, created a bunch of entitlement addicts. So is it any wonder? And they still have the vote, and now you've got Bernie Sanders out there, commanding millions of voters that is going to be, they talked about the GOP having their issues. Well, I'll tell you, Philadelphia is going to be a lot of fun when the Democrats get together, because you got all these votes from Bernie Sanders, and they're looking at it, in a little bit like what Trump did, and that is that the thing was fixed. With all these superdelegates, it was already designed that, for a coronation for one Hillary Clinton, and barring any kind of situation where she loses, as they say, the FBI primary, she's the one.
Right. And the Democrats are going to have as much problems at their national convention as the Republicans are. But how does someone like Bernie Sanders get to the point that he has that much support? Because he's not funding the campaign himself. He's not a very wealthy gentleman. But because people are believing in his ideology. The scary part about that is he's not going to be president this time around. Mm-hmm. He'll never be president because of his age. But that philosophy, that ideology that he's preaching and teaching, if it continues within one to probably three election cycles, 12 years, we would have a Bernie Sanders mentality elected to the president of the United States unless we do something to veer this ship course that we're currently on.
Well, if you think not, look at New York. How did New York get there? You know?
Right.
So
yeah, it's
there's been a severe movement, and as I was telling the audience last week, is that, I mean, these were published reports, card-carrying Democrat Socialist 70 listed by name in our Congress. And it wasn't like they came and said, hey, that's not, you know, I'm not associated with that. Hey, they're happy to do that. But I sit there and go, wait a minute. How do you reconcile your oath of office saying that you're there to protect the Constitution, but yet you subscribe to a philosophy that is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution? And somehow, in their wiring, they think it's acceptable.
Yeah, and they're okay with. And that goes along, you know, flipping over to our side, the Never Trumpers. And I don't know where you stand on the issue, but I mean, I'm not, Donald Trump's not my favorite person, not my kind of politician, but I know for 100% fact what Hillary Clinton is going to do if elected president.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote an article. I wrote an article on why I couldn't vote for Hillary. And I mean, first of all, you know, being evangelical like you, Nathan, I'm not going to vote for a party that promotes death. I mean, that's a foregone conclusion right there. I mean, it's inarguable. And then you start looking at the history of Hillary all the way back from, you know, when she was first lady of Arkansas. Into the White House, after that is as a senator in New York, as Secretary of State. I mean, her and Bill Clinton, they've got this shroud of scandal that just follows them wherever they go. And you're going to go, okay, so we want another 4-8 years of this kind of insanity? And what an example to our young kids. And I mean, I'll tell you, at that point, I think you and I moved to New Zealand here.
Pack our bags and get out of the country. It's scary. I mean, the number of evangelical Christians who aren't registered to vote, or who
don't even get me going on that. That's another deal, and you know, in a whole other show as well. Nathan Tabor, founder and publisher of theconservativebase.com and author of the book The Beast on the East River. Nathan, thank you for being with us. It's Bill Martinez at 18 before the top of the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes,
I know it's early in the morning, but hey, it's Fiesta time. I mean, you know, hey, you got to move it a little bit, get the blood circulating. Why not 14 before the top of the hour? Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're giving away free DVD Blu-rays of the movie Risen. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Martinez, hey, send me. Put me in the running, okay? And you could be a winner, 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 chicken dinner. Why not, okay? So all you got to do, I mean, no big deal, right? Just drop me an email. Just say, put me in the running. And we gave a couple out last week. We had some more given out, and you know, so everybody's been, you know, so kind to get these DVDs to us. So hey, why not share the love here? That's what it's all about. With us, then, speaking of Risen, we're going to be very fortunate to have with us the producer and the writer. This is a brother team, the Aiello brothers. Now, Risen, in case you don't recall, is that epic biblical story of the resurrection and the weeks that followed, as seen through the eyes of an unbelieving Clavius, a high-ranking Roman military tribune. Clavius and his aide, Lucius, are instructed by Pontius Pilate to ensure Jesus' radical followers don't steal his body and claim resurrection. Now, when the body goes missing within days, Clavius sets out on a mission to locate the missing body in order to disprove the rumors of a risen Messiah and prevent an uprising in Jerusalem. It's a great concept that, you know, that Paul has come up with, because he's the writer and he's been credited, you know, with the writing idea and the concept. You know, so we'll hopefully have the brothers here with us in just a few minutes. They're probably on West Coast time, and I had to make a little bit of a time adjustment myself coming from east to west. In fact, I was thinking, Scott goes, I thought you were going to oversleep. Well, he has no idea how close I almost came, because sometimes, you know, when you're going from east to west, and of course, you know, after we're here, and then later on this week, we head even further west. We go and see the daughter unit, who is with child, and we're all excited about that. I just can't wait to hug her neck. She's just about 6 months into her pregnancy. And so this will be really special to see her. She's the only girl, so you know what that means. And so I used to tell her when she was little, I said, you know, your mom says I spoil you. And she says, no, not exactly. You treat me just right, was her answer. You know, she was young when I think she was about 4 or 5 when she said that. Just always been one of those old souls, and just you know, obviously, you know, very precious to her father, as all my children are, you know, four boys and a girl. And, you know, all the boys have rallied around her as well. So it's good fun. So looking forward to being on one of my favorite islands in Maui. And we'll be there. And a guest of the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. You may have heard me talk about that. Gosh, it's just a great place. What I loved about it, fell in love with it, it was kind of interesting, was just its sense of Hawaii. You get this home feel of Hawaii there in the midst of, at Kaanapali, because you get a lot of, you know, resorts that are, you know, they're very luxurious and really, you know, beautiful. And there's just something about the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. It is, it's just simply gorgeous. It has really held on and captured the spirit of Aloha and the spirit of Hawaii there. And I guess that's why we enjoy it. In fact, ironic was when I had gone there, I called my brother, because I know my brother goes to Maui quite a bit, and I said, oh my gosh, Jim, you can't believe this. You know, we found the hotel in Kaanapali. No sooner did I say that, he goes, oh yeah, Kaanapali Beach Hotel. He goes, we've been going there for years. And I said, you've been going there for years, and you didn't say anything to me about this. You know, so, you know, he got in a little bit of trouble, but, you know, it's okay. You know, that's what brothers do, holding them accountable. And that's, hey, you got to share the love here. Let me know what's going on. But, yeah, it's just a terrific facility. So we're looking forward to, getting away, maybe having, you know, a couple of days off. And, Scott's going to hold down the fort for us, but, cause he does that so well. And, you know, it'll be a good time, like I said, to get away. And so then I, will come back the following week, spend another week in California, and then we head east once again. So we'll be back in Florida by probably about mid, maybe the first week of June. So that's kind of the way that's working out. So, but meanwhile, you know, like I said, we've got the movie Risen. So make sure, you know, you get your entry in. It's real simple. Just bill@billmartinezlive.com. And I guess the Aiello brothers, maybe they overslept or something. Maybe they're out, you know, getting some In-N-Out burgers. You know, found a place that'll serve it up early, Scott. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to chase them down right now, though. So
hopefully
here within the next few a minute or so.
I hope so, because we want people to, you know, have a chance to hear them. I spoke with them back in February at NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters in Nashville, Tennessee. And it was great to visit with them then. And all I had seen was the movie trailer. But, you know, they were that week, they were having a chance to screen the movie. And the buzz around Nashville was that, you know, this was excellent. It was a great idea. I love the concept that it was like, okay, let's try and look at what was going on in Jerusalem from the eyes of, you know, somebody who's not Jewish, not a Christian, I mean, pretty much an atheist, and what kind of effect that could possibly have on him as he starts to, you know, look at the evidence. I mean, because anybody in a position of authority starts looking and developing an opinion and some insight based on the evidence. I mean, here is someone who is crucified in Jerusalem. You know, and just a couple of days earlier, he was being heralded in Jerusalem on a donkey on Palm Sunday. And, you know, you go from that scene to where a couple of days later, you know, he's being scourged. And here you are kind of as an outsider trying to understand. I mean, it was tough enough for the Jews and even, you know, Jesus' inner circle to see what was going on. I mean, because they had their own interpretation of what the Messiah is all about. And although it's kind of, I find it quite interesting because, you know, even to this day, no matter what area of our lives, we still look for a Redeemer. I mean, you know, when you consider the movies and how successful they are, what do? They always present some perspective of redemption. And those are the ones that, you know, do fairly well. So I thought it was interesting, you know, the last couple of weeks as I was pondering this. Well, you know, we still look for a Redeemer in much the same way that the Jews were looking for a Redeemer. And there was the Redeemer, the source of truth right there in front of Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate goes, you know, at one point Jesus brings up the subject of truth. And Pontius Pilate goes, you know, what's the truth? And I'm sure he was so, you know, caught up in his world and his life that he could not see the truth that was right before him. And in fact, Jesus told him as much, is that if you only knew, you know, what was in your presence, what it could have done for him. But that was not his choice. He chose to stay the course of what was happening. and that he was going to scourge Jesus and he was going to have him crucified. I mean, reluctantly, you know, wasn't his first choice. He didn't want to do it. But now here he is. He's associated with the crucifixion because he did. He was the point of authority. And he washed his hands. Though he washed his hands, it is still on him, you know, what happened with Jesus. But, you know, again, the point that I'm making here is the Jews themselves thought Jesus was supposed to be something else. They had their own perception of what a Redeemer was supposed to be like. And, you know, I think it's quite interesting because when you look at Scripture, which, you know, the religious class at the time, you know, studied the Scripture. But Jesus even cautioned us, said, look, you guys look at the Scripture and you're missing it. You know, I don't know how you count yourself as being teachers of Scripture when you miss some of the most basics. And they did. And as a result, huge issues occurred because the day of visitation came upon them and they missed it. And, you know, this is what happens in our lives is that you don't know what day it is, but there is that day of visitation that happens in our life. And can you put your ego in check? Can you put your humanity in check enough to where you're willing to embrace the truth and be redeemed? Because that is the very thing that I'm seeing more and more is what people are crying out for. You know, they want, you know, you want redemption. And it is so near to you, but yet so far, because of our own egos and our worldly perspectives we want to hold to. And God says, okay, well, you know, hey, it's your choice. And here it is. What did he put on the line? But his own son. I'm all in. I mean, how do you figure that God is not all in for us when you realize what he gave in giving his one and only son to be the sacrifice, to be the true redeemer, and something that just kind of pulls at us. You know, it's like within our own DNA that we cry out for redemption. And it's there, but we don't want to acknowledge it. And, you know, for whatever reason. And that's the journey that you're on, that everybody's on. And like everybody else, you just pray that, hey, you got time. You know, you got time to see that. I know for me, you know, I was raised Catholic, and when I got to that point, where I had that point of visitation, it was like I asked God. I said, God, you know, can I have some time? I mean, I deserve it. I mean, I deserve to be annihilated at the moment, you know. But it's like God opened my eyes to see this, that he, you know, he had offered redemption, and I wanted to hold on to it, you know, with all my might and pursue it. But I wanted to have a time to where I could do something that reflected the redemption that God had provided for me. I just didn't want to have, you know, a short-lived life and, you know, and with all the other stuff that I did of this world, the temporal choices that I made, I wanted to have an opportunity to demonstrate some eternal choices in my life. Am I perfect? Am I claiming to be? It is a journey. And God, through his love and through his mercy, allows us. And I just pray that you have that chance to go through this journey and go through this process a step at a time. But sometimes we don't know that. Sometimes it's in an instant. Sometimes, you know, and we've been there, you know, where we've lost friends so suddenly, and you just hope that they've reconciled their redemption with God Almighty. And you hope and pray for that. And that's my prayer for you today. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.